Heads up.
I'm calling Malala.
Whatever you need me to do, I'm available.
Coming, my sweet.
We're going on a road trip.
Caustic wit is my religion.
I like this one.
Well, that's because I'm rich.
It gets bigger.
Whatever you do, do it 100%.
Smile and put on a happy face.
We've passed on all we know.
She could be an Avenger if she tried.
Well, I'm terribly sorry, dear.
The movie news.
Look at me.
With Garrett Davey.
So, Garrett, welcome back. Lovely to have you back with us on Movie News. It must mean that the movie industry is taking up again.
We're having a slow start to it, but it means, yeah, things have started to begin filming again. And more importantly, the studios are looking at release schedules and deciding to basically get stuff back into the cinema and have some form of normality returning for audiences as well.
Well, I've been noticing it because I'm back at previews. There were three this week and that's the most so far. So things are moving again. But we're going to start with news of the Oscars. What's this story?
Well, the Oscars like to lead very much in terms of the film business. And I suppose they're at that, you know, higher end in terms of the marketing side of things. And for them to come out with something as big as this, I think is a really good starting point for looking at representation on screen, because they've decided to tweak and change their requirements for eligibility for the Best Picture nomination. And this is going to begin in the 96th Oscar race, which is not till 2025. But you're talking about the movies in 2024 having to keep all of this in mind. And that is to basically meet new standards of representation on screen and in the cast and crews. So we're going to have it in a number of categories. There's going to be sort of four standards that they're going to ask people to look at. And if you meet at least two of those standards, you would be eligible to go forward. So that varies from things like the general cast and that there are unrepresented groups in the cast, same in the crew. But in terms of main storylines and subject matters, the themes and narratives are centered on unrepresented groups. You also have basically looking at industry access and opportunities for trainees and new entrants to the business and audience development as well. I think it's a very positive move because obviously the Academy themselves have been rocked by diversity issues in recent years. So this is going to be seen as something quite constructive. They're leading by example. And now the industry that's setting out, hopefully, over the next couple of months to start making their movies again are going to take this on board and actually, you know, look for equitable representation on and off screen.
Yeah, it sounds like a good plan. Now, meanwhile, Borat is back.
Well, someone who likes to push the boundaries in terms of
that's true.
All things, it's Sacha Baron Cohen's character, Borat. And it seems that he's been secretly filming a sequel to this. And this is kind of not too much of a surprise because a number of social media videos with the character has been popping up. But now it seems that they've been working incognito making this movie. 20th Century Fox actually released the first movie, but since they've been taken over by Disney, we don't know if they're involved because you are talking about an R-rated comedy and a character that pushes boundaries. The 2006 film was directed by Larry Charles and producer Jay Roach was behind it as well. We're not sure if they're involved. And the other interesting thing, if Disney aren't involved with it, Sacha Baron Cohen actually owns the IP to this character. He created it ahead of the film the last time. So he could have struck up a deal with a streaming service himself and maybe set to release this film prior to the US presidential election, which will be very interesting indeed.
It certainly will. You have some casting news for us, Garrett. Now, we were all watching Normal People featuring Paul Mescal and Daisy Edgar-Jones. Now, we've sort of been keeping an eye on Paul Mescal, but what about Daisy?
So she's after getting signed up for a studio film. It's a project called Fresh. It's a feature directorial debut for Mimi Cave, who's a very popular music video veteran and has done quite a lot of work with many different artists. The plot details for Fresh are being sort of kept under wraps. But what we do know is that Adam McKay is producing the project. So he's been involved with a lot of big projects of late. So that's going to be quite a big studio picture for Daisy. Of course, you know, prior to featuring in Normal People, she had some very solid roles. She was in BBC's Gentleman Jack. She was also in Cold Feet and featured prominently in the reincarnation of War of the Worlds, which was a Studio Canal production as well. So good role for her, basically, getting a big studio picture.
Great, great actress. Look forward to seeing her in that. Now, you have an interesting trailer watch. I watched this the minute it was out because the original is one of my favourite movies of all time. So do tell.
So this is Ben Wheatley's version of the thriller novel Rebecca. Now, as you said, it's one of your favorite movies. 1940, Alfred Hitchcock directed it. It was a best winning picture. He claims that this is not a remake, that this is a take, his own take on the original literary source material. We have a clip from Rebecca.
May I present Mrs. Danvers?
Welcome to Manderley.
Never seen a house like this.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you'd been a lady's maid.
This is all very new to me.
Oh, I'm sure we won't disappoint him, madam, if that's your concern. We did a lot of entertaining when the late Mrs. De Winter was alive.
You can talk to me about her. I have no secrets from you.
All marriages have their secrets.
Yes, Armie Hammer and Lily James and Christian Scott Thomas there. And as I say, Garrett, it's kind of hard to beat the original when you Joan Fontaine and Laurence Olivier playing Maxim. It's a tough one to beat. It sort of looks gorgeous, I have to say.
It does. It's a very strong trailer. And I think, yeah, there's going to be a lot of anticipation. We don't have long to wait because it'll arrive on Netflix and an unlimited theatre release as well on October 21st.
Yeah, I'll still definitely watch it. Although I did tweet an interesting piece the other day. People were saying that you should look at the casting of Phantom Thread. And if you Daniel Day-Lewis and Vicky Creeps and Leslie Manville as those three, it would work really well, which I think I had to agree with.
All dream right. Casting. Dream
exactly.
Casting.
Let's come to new releases. What's first up?
So first up, The Road's Not Taken. This follows 24 turbulent hours in the life of father and daughter Leo, played by Javier Bardem, and Molly, played by Elle Fanning, as she grapples with the challenges of dealing with her father's chaotic mental state. Salma Hayek also stars in this one.
Yeah, I saw this during the week, directed by Sally Potter, whom we haven't heard from in a while. It's a little heavy-handed, it's pretty heavy going, but Javier Bardem is, as always, stunning in it, showing his huge versatility, as always. So that's The Road's Not Taken. Our second one is a little lighter.
Yeah, it is. It's the Broken Hearts Gallery. So this is about a young woman who, after a breakup, decides to start a gallery where people can leave trinkets from past relationships. You've seen this one too?
Yes. This, you know what? I was kind of going, great, this is going to be just a nice little rom-com. Everything's too heavy going at the moment. So if that's what you need, a little frivolous rom-com, it's the directorial debut of Natalie Krinsky and produced by Selena Gomez. And it's frivolous and light, and you'll probably forget about it after you've seen it. But if that's what you need this week, that's the Broken Hearts Gallery. And two more to mention.
Yeah, two more to mention, just on limited release as well. Petla is about a seemingly coincidence, makes the paths of two police officers and two twin brothers from the Ukraine cross. We also have Savage, which is inspired by stories from New Zealand's boys' homes and the early history of gangs. It follows Danny across three decades of his life, taking a deeper look at the boy who grows into a brutal enforcer of a gang to understand, I suppose, how he got there. It stars Jake Ryan and Chelsea Preston Crayford.
All right. What TV movie are you recommending?
So this is about an insurance investigator who suffers from short-term memory loss after an attack in which his wife was murdered. Christopher Nolan's thriller starring Guy Pearce, Carrie-Anne Moss is sure worth a watch. Memento, really, really good movie. I remember the first time seeing it and was, you know, it took me a while, like most of Nolan's movies, to kind of take it all in. And you have to see it again sometimes to appreciate it. So in case you don't remember it, it is on BBC Two tonight at 9:45.
And it's better than Tenet. That's Memento, BBC Two tonight at 9:45. Garrett, lovely to have you back. Thanks a million.
Thanks very much.